Tired or? No, not tired. Hare Krishna. All right, so it's our last session to... No, it's not true. We have... this is the concluding session and we will do a little ceremony. The Sankalpa ceremony. And, oh Krishna, I must ask, does any one of you know Dinadayala? I'm sorry, you are just coming in, but when do the deities close? Yeah, now. 8 o'clock, and then when do they open again? 8:20. Oh, good, then we have enough time. Good. Yes. I'm sorry. You have to give them instructions about dressing and behavior, because I had sometimes problem with that. They are going with army clothes, so we can just give them certain kind. They should go in devotee clothes. Okay? They just certain kind of have to behave. Okay. Yes. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Yopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadhani. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhani. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vana Jari. Jamuna Tira Vana Jari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Krishna,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Third Canto, Chapter 24, Text 43. Please repeat after me. We will go a little fast through the Sanskrit. Mano Brahmani Yunjano. Yatat Sat Asata Param.
Yatat Sat Asata Param.
Guna Vabhase Viguna. Eka bhaktyanu bhavite.
Eka bhaktyanu bhavite.
Mano brahmani yunjano.
Mano brahmani yunjano.
Yatat sat asata param.
Yatat sat asata param.
Guna vabhase viguna. Eka bhaktyanu bhavite.
Eka bhaktyanu bhavite.
Translation. He fixed his mind, this means Kadama Muni, fixed his mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, who is beyond cause and effect, who manifests the three modes of material nature, who is beyond those three modes and who is perceived only through unfailing devotional service. Purport. Whenever there is bhakti, there must be three things present. The devotee, the devotion, and the Lord. Without these three, bhakta, bhakti, and bhagavan, there is no meaning to the word bhakti. Kadama Muni fixed his mind on the Supreme Brahman and realized him through bhakti or devotional service. This indicates that he fixed his mind on the personal feature of the Lord, because bhakti cannot be executed unless one has realization of the personal feature of the Absolute Truth. Guna vabhase. Krishna is beyond the three modes of material nature, but it is due to him that the three modes of material nature are manifested. In other words, although the material energy... is an emanation of the Supreme Lord, he is not affected as we are by the modes of material nature. We are conditioned souls, but he is not affected, although the material nature has emanated from him. He is the supreme living entity and is never affected by Maya, but we are subordinate, minored living entities, prone to be affected by the limitations of Maya. If he is in constant contact with the Supreme Lord by devotional service, the conditioned living entity also becomes freed from the infection of Maya. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sagunan samatityetan. A person engaged in Krishna consciousness is at once liberated from the influence of the three modes of material nature. In other words, once the conditioned soul engages himself in devotional service, he also becomes liberated like the Lord. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vrajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Yadvaita Gada Vivasati Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. I would like to wish you a wonderful good morning. Some of you look as if you have done a great work yesterday. Others are still in their beds, I think. This is the last session with words of the Japa Retreat 2009, given here in the beautiful old castle of Radhadesh, a historic castle in terms of mundane history and a historic castle in terms of the history of our movement. Since it was here where many conventions have taken place, which have in some ways decided future trends in our movement, I was very honored to be able to give the retreat here in these sacred walls, if you so wish, and would like now to draw the retreat to its end so that you can take the retreat home. Is the heading of the session, Taking the Retreat Home. This morning we have heard a Bhagavatam shloka about the great saint Kardama Muni, who gave up his household to enter the forest where he wished, where he actually came from originally. He was a forest-dwelling sage engaged in deep meditation. And he returned to these areas of the world in order to find the Supreme Personality of Godhead through unfailing devotional service. I thought the purport made a very deep and very wonderful point. I think you all know, we all noticed it. It said, whenever there is bhakti, there must be three things present. And it's these three things, really, which form the treasure of spiritual life. It's these three things which Kadama Muni had in place. So there must be the devotee, the devotion, and the Lord. Without these three, that is bhakta, bhakti, and Bhagavan, there is no meaning to the word bhakti. In some ways, speaking through the language of analogy, we can call these three things the bhakti triangle. There is you, the bhakta, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and then there is a connection also here, that is through bhakti or devotional service. When you chant, you really only need to be in this bhakti triangle, and then you are protected, enlivened, and connected. You think about in the Buddha about yourself and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's called Sambandha. And then you think about how you connect, that is called Abhideya or devotional service during the process. And when you are grounded in yourself, that you know now we will offer some service, when you direct your mind to Krishna and when you chant his holy name, you are in the bhakti triangle. You are protected against the influence of Maya. It says here, guna avaba se. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. And then Prabhupada draws from this a conclusion. A person engaged in Krishna consciousness is also at once liberated from the influence of the three modes of material nature. In other words, once the conditioned soul engages himself in devotional service, he also becomes liberated like the Lord. There's a very simple message. Enter the bhakti triangle and don't get out of it. Then you are with Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is the simple formula of the Japa retreat as well. And for the last few days, we tried to enter the bhakti triangle. We did meditate about us as being devotees, also as being different from the body. You remember there were many exercises where we calmed the mind and then connected with our essence. There was a lot of informations about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Remember, we read so many things about Krishna in the evening sessions, the cultural programs, and there was a lot on devotional service, particularly japanam. Now that's my own word creation. It's not a Sanskrit word. I shouldn't do that. Japa. Chanting the holy names and listening to it. Shravanam, Kirtanam. This was an attempt to bring you to the liberated platform. And I think if you remember this retreat from time to time. You will be thinking of this. By the way, I can already warn you, I will stay around 2 months in your brains, and you will remember me. I hope I will not cause you inconvenience, but you will remember things which you heard. Hare Krishna, I hope I won't disturb you. So, yes, Bhakti triangle means Bhakta, Bhagavan, and Bhakti. This is where we can safely stay and be in the transcendental dimension beyond the world. I want to now do two things with you. I would like to talk about cycles and lead you into a little meditation, and then we will do our Sankalpa ceremony. For 5 days now, we have separated from the old world, at least in theory. In practice, some of you have not done it, because you were typical Hare Krishna students, that is. You did everything at once. Some of you are college students, and you waited with your examination work until the last moment. So you had to do the retreat and the retreat sessions and write your examination papers. This is not exactly an ideal participation in a retreat, but it is something, maybe a beginning. So let us see. Most of us, at least in theory, have tried to participate in the retreat. My question is now to you, what have you found and what would you like to take with you? My second question to you is something which I will say and not just now. Let us have a quick show of hands. What have I found? What have I seen? Rasananda. No, Chaitanya Rasa. Chaitanya Rasa, isn't it? I'm quite far away from Krishna.
Love is a gift.
Love is a gift. Radha London Ishwara.
I'm still very much, my consciousness is very much determined by my bodily, dependent on bodily situation.
My consciousness is dependent on bodily situations. Mm-hmm. We know many things in theory, but it takes a lot of sincere endeavor to realize this.
Mm-hmm. The necessity of focusing on the essential things in life. The necessity of focusing on the essential things in life.
I have noted the necessity to focus on the essential things in life. Mm-hmm. Japa is not something which you only do for 2 hours a day. It's the basis of everything. Mm-hmm.
Maya is beginning to ears listening. He is Maya, always mind.
Between my 2 ears, there is my mind listening to the Hare Krishna mantra, and sometimes it's in Maya. What?
It is Maya between ears.
It's Maya? Between ears?
Yes. What is it?
Huh? Yes. this is a very exclusive realization which might not be tested how true in the world of analytical philosophy. Maya is also everywhere else, not just between the ears. What a realization. Amazing. Mataji, good realization. Yes. Yeah. Krishna is not cheap. I must hard pray. Mm-hmm. He's coming now, by the way. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry? The proper way of doing things is simple. Thank you for such a positive input. Good. When I hear those who have raised their hands speaking about the retreat experience, it confirms an observation which I have made. An observation how important it is for us to work deeply on these spiritual matters. There is a task ahead. There is a work ahead each of us. A work to become more realized in our spiritual knowledge. This work cannot be put up till tomorrow. This work cannot wait. This work cannot be put in the background, because time doesn't wait for us. Time relentlessly moves on. So my very humble suggestion is that we take the retreat home with us and continue with it, thank you, in some ways. To facilitate and help you, there is a very nice and very easy to follow instruction book, the Japa Transformation Workbook, which at the end of the retreat, I request you to take home and to read it. It's not much, it's only like 30 pages or so. And it's written in an easy to understand style, and it will give you many ideas. I have to place this here so that I don't forget. So, yes, you have each one of you have found something. Please take this home, what you have found. A second question I would like to ask you, what should I let go? I don't mean only Satchinandan Swami, I mean what should you let go? Is there anything which comes to mind, which you have seen? Yes, Raghavananda? So many anattas and false egos. I should leave. Yeah. A certain spiritual laziness. How nice you express this. Eine gewisse spirituelle Faulheit. Oder man würde sagen in Deutsch, eine gewisse Faulheit in spirituellen Dingen. Ja. Sehr schön ausgedrückt, mit einer wirklich poetischen Treffsicherheit. Sorry, now I'm speaking in German. Yes, Mandaleshwari. Krishna takes care. Wonderful. Mandaleshwari contributes to the first question again. She says, what I have found is that Krishna is the controller. And when you really are with Krishna, you can just relax and let everything go. I think this is a very important realization. I wanted to lead you to this realization, and I'm happy that one member is contributing this. It's so easy, but you have to be with Krishna. You have to be present to the chanting. Then everything is easy, because Krishna does everything. And you don't need to worry any longer. You just be in his presence, just like you are in the presence of the sun, and you will be warm. Let the sun do this. No difficult Tibetan breathing exercises, which you have to do when you sit alone in Buddhistic understanding in the mountains, and it's cold around you. No, when you are in the sun will do everything. So, no difficulties if you are present to Krishna in his holy name, then he will do everything. You will see, you will become warm with bhakti. Yes, but the question now which we look at is slightly different. What should I let go? Our Anjana. Mechanical chanting. That cannot go on. That must go. Yes. Oh, yeah. What was your... I saw your hand. Oh. What should I let go? Rivoye started his answer with, I guess. That's not strong enough as a realization. You must really think, what should I let go? It must be not a guess, it must be a no. A real, wow, I can't go with this any longer. I'm sorry that I singled out Rivoye. I knew he would answer like this because he is a scientist, a social scientist, and one day he can teach a course here in the Radhadesh College. He's really good. He gave us a lecture on, I think, mysticism in early Christian monasticism. Hare Krishna. That was very nice, very nice. But when you come to your spiritual life, you have to really see, what do I like to take with me and what should I let go? It is something you really need to be convinced, not on the theoretical level, but you really need to be convinced. I realize that all of us, including your facilitator, are a little tired. Whew, it was hard work. I guess yesterday a long night, a short night. But these two questions will be important, because in half an hour I will ask them again to you, but this time in a very existential way, in a different way. Prepare yourself. You will answer to Krishna, what have I found and what should I let go? That will come. Now I want to just say about this retreat and your experience, something which I find very important. Every ancient system of wisdom teaches that our life goes in cycles. Cycles are a specific time period in our life in which certain rules need to be observed in order to make that period of our time a full success. For instance, there is the cycle of learning. Some of you in the Bhaktivedanta College live at this moment in this cycle. You learn, you acquire knowledge, and there are certain rules which are to be followed. One is, you need to really concentrate on this. in this period of your life on learning. In old educational systems, therefore, men and women were separated, and because they didn't want to spend time on the everlasting evergreen of mutual attachment to each other. They just wanted, no, please, this song I don't want to hear at the moment. I'm in another cycle. I'm in my educational cycle. There are other cycles, for instance, brahmachari or brahmacharini cycles, the different laws which hold true if you want to be successful in that cycle. Then these laws change when you enter the other cycle of life, for instance, marriage. Then you have to take care of the children. I see our Mataji. What is your good name, Mataji? Suryakanya, daughter of the sun. Wonderful. That's the name of Radharani. Suryakanya was a first-class brahmacharini and followed everything. And now she is a first-class grihastha with wonderful children, most beautiful and talented children. And now other rules have to be taken care. She doesn't live any longer in the Sankirtan van, but has two children on her lap. So, three. Wonderful. Wonderful. So she can't behave exactly like a brahmacharini. Most probably, her Sankirtan period is no longer that strong as before, because she is now in another cycle. She has to take care of the children. When the children need the presence of the mother, that's the first and foremost duty of Suryakanya now. So, this is an example how we move in our lives through different cycles, and we need to acknowledge that each cycle, if we want to live it properly, has its laws, has its demands on us, and has its gifts to us to make. Now, when you are in a life cycle, you always have to ask one question. What is now, two questions. Where is my spiritual center, Krishna? And what is my dharma? What do I have to do in this cycle? In the retreat, it's very easy. Krishna is very much prominent, and you have a certain task, these retreat rules which you have read, which were our rules, and I was extremely satisfied by, you did really well on this. You really followed everything. You were punctual, more punctual than I. I was sometimes embarrassed. I have a criminal record of being unpunctual. You were really taking the thing serious. Therefore, you are now a little exhausted. You have done something, some good amount of spiritual work. Or let us talk of one cycle of grieving. Grieving is when a near and dear one has left us. Then you go into your spiritual cycle, Krishna, you connect with Krishna, and then you ask the question, what is my dharma? How do I have to grieve now? What is this period in my life to live it completely? What are my tasks and my duties towards the relatives of the person who has left the body? In life you always have to ask these two questions. What is the period in which I am? How do I connect to my spiritual center in which I am at the moment? And what is my dharma, my task now? Now, you just come now out of a retreat. which gave you new insights. You have followed the laws of a retreat, and something has happened with you. At the moment, judging from the show of hands, some very deep things have happened with you. You are at a very serious moment of your life. You think, my God, my relationship with Krishna is very important, and I have to invest a little bit more in making it alive for me. Now you will come out of this cycle, out of this small cycle in life called Japa Retreat 2009 in Radha Devi. It was a significant moment in your life, significant 5 days in which you followed everything. Now comes the life after the retreat. My dear devotees, I will tell you what will happen to you. First of all, retreats sometimes leave us very open. We are vulnerable. We are soft and tender inside. Many of you have cried. I have seen this. Many of you have thought very deep things. Many of you have written down things about your life on your pieces of paper. Please review them, which are amazing. When you now come into your ordinary life, your normal life, your day-to-day life, your normal life will come at your door. It will knock at the door and it will say, let me in. You would say, well, I just was on retreat. I really don't want to look. Go now into the next cinema and eat donuts from the Kamis. I want to maintain a little bit what I have learned. Let me in, says your old life. Let me in. Let me in. And all the habits which you didn't live up till during these 5 days will pile up before your closed door and pressure on the door demanding to come in. And at one stage, some of you might give in to the pressure which they exert on you and become totally overflooded with it. My recommendation is this, you will see this will happen. I can give you almost a signature on it, a guarantee. My recommendation is take one thing which you have found in this retreat, which is realistic to be practiced, and take it with you. One small thing. If it's the thought, I shouldn't do mechanical chanting, take that with you and focus on this. And the second thing is, remain in your bhakti triangle. Whatever happens, you are there, Krishna is there, and devotional service is there. You don't have to do 64 rounds every day. I'm just saying this. You can do, but you don't have to do. But do some amounts of rounds and do them properly. Take this home. Take this triangle home. It will protect you. And then the waves can come. Let them come. Let them roll. Let them rush in. You will be protected if you are in the bhakti triangle. And if you practice one little thing which struck you, that will be very realistic. We can't take all of the retreats home, but we can take some treasures, some discovery, something which was real for us. That's important. Not some theoretical knowledge. Something which is real for you, which you really made as a discovery, where you felt, oh, boom, this, I didn't think of this. That take with you and you will go to your next step. By the way, a word of encouragement. In a spiritual sense, nothing will get lost. from what you have made. It's an eternal investment in your spiritual life. Don't worry. Even if the waves come, or my friend Burijan Prabhu always says, the great wave of life. I like that very much, the terminology. If your life rolls over you, because life is not what you plan, life is what happens to you. I think you have noticed that. But please keep on planning, it's good also. Take these two things, what you have found, and this triangle. This is so powerful, this triangle. And then you will see on a day-to-day basis that something will happen in your life. Amazing things will happen. Wonders will happen. And don't be discouraged when you are not always in the same deep place as you are sometimes during the retreat. It's normal. The retreats are meant to give you an access to the external normal. Your life will come and it will be an ordinary life. Retreats have pushed you into the extraordinary zone, but you will again contact the ordinary zone, the ordinary life. But don't worry, whatever you have done and experience will stay with you. But to make your life easier after retreat, I want to give you these two tips. Now, I want to do a last meditation with you. This time you don't have to close your eyes, because it's nicer to close towards, to look towards the deities. I would like you to all sit towards the deities. Throughout the exercise, I request you to remain focused on the deities by looking at their beautiful forms. Look how nice they smile. These deities are smiling so full of encouragement. I think they need to do it because the weather is so bad here. Sit comfortably. And please come into the presence. That means connect to what is at the present moment. You sit in a temple surrounded with devotees. It's your last day of your retreat. And there's an exercise now coming, which helps you to connect to the last 5 days. Without closing the eyes, please feel the natural rhythm of your breathing. Calm down. Let go of plans. And now let us reflect on a few incidents and cycles in our own spiritual life. What incident do you remember right now which awakened you to spiritual life? Was it maybe a meeting with a devotee? Did you obtain a book? Was there a particular incident? What incident do you remember right now which awakened you to spiritual life. Some of you don't want to take part in the exercise. That's all right if you decide to not take part, but please don't remain in mid-zone. Make your decision, okay? I will just sit and look at the deities and not listen. But if you wish to listen, really make an effort now to remember what awakened you to the spiritual life. Go back maybe 10 years ago. Go back to the time when you were not yet a devotee. Go back to the contact you then had with devotees. And you will find something. Thank you. Remember clearly the feelings you had at that time. How did you feel in relationship to Krishna? Was it maybe an overwhelming and very happy discovery? Think of your vision of your possibilities. In other words, how did you envision your life to develop at that time? Did you maybe think, well, your life will be very blissful in a few years? Or did you think, well, it's a spiritual path, a lot of work on myself lies ahead of me? What were your visions of your possibilities? Now bring your minds to the years that followed this early time, this time full of promise, of excitement. Remember your early spiritual teachers, not necessarily your gurus now, but important persons who impressed you at that time. Maybe remember the different sacred places, maybe pilgrimages to India, that inspired you. Now, please go to a few of those situations which were giving you deep insights in your spiritual life. Maybe something happened during your service which gave you deep insights. Maybe it was an unexpected misery which gave you deep insights. Enjoy this meditation, seeing it as your journey, your life story. Try to go through your life and find those moments where you really felt closer to Krishna. finally bring your journey to this moment. You are now sitting before the deities. Just look into the life which is ahead of you. The days, the months, the years. There's a life full of possibilities. Future is nothing than possibilities. Sense or imagine what may lie ahead of you. The next natural stages of your life. Some work in areas where you are maybe not yet complete and need to do something. More than anything, think of deeper dimensions in your spiritual practice which you wish to experience. Yes, you could go into the future and make some deeper dimensions in your spiritual practice alive and real for you. For a moment, give yourself good instructions what you can take home with you from this retreat. Should you maybe take more time for your spiritual practice? Should you become involved in spiritual study? Would you like to become more involved in a spiritual community? Or is it better for you to seek for more solitude? If there may be some service you would like to do? Or do you feel you should give more time to your home situation if you have a family, your family? Is there something you need to turn to your guru about to get further instructions? Please think, how can you be true to yourself, to Krishna, and your devotional service? You have 30 more seconds. Hare Krishna, thank you for participating in this exercise. We will now move on to the Sankalpa ceremony. Who of my organizers is here? Ajay Krishna is here. I want to request our Mataji Pujaris who were informed to come. Yeah, we will sit, the Matajis will sit on the left side. Anupma, you are there, and who, I think Lakshmi Moni, Jai Bhadra were there.
Mani Manjari.
Mani Manjari, yes, please to sit on the left side. We will do now a wonderful, wonderful ceremony which will help you to take what you have just made, this exercise, where you have found some things which are important to your spiritual life. You will take this home with you. You will pray to Radha Gopinath, and the Pujaris will make a Sankalpa thread around your wrist, and then they will throw rice and turmeric on the knot so that the knot stays and doesn't go. Your determination, it will stay with you. Hare Krishna. Whenever you forget, you see that thing on your way, on your wrist, and think, oh yeah, the bhakti triangle. Yes, dobro. So where are the male pujaris? Who are they? I am one, I remember. Jai Krishna is here. Yes. Here, Ratna Bhushan Bhushan. He is our very advanced devotee. And our Guru Padma Prabhu. Please take your seat. Also the please sit here before the altar. The men have to sit on this side. There is a specific traffic arrangement. So four men there where Dina Dayal is, and the Matajis. Where are the Matajis? Oh, please sit there. And you all please come a little bit in this direction. You can all come in the temple room, Prabhus. There is a lot of space, and some of you can sit on my shoulders and my head. Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dear Matajis, I don't see you in front. Is there a shyness reason or... Jai Bhadra? Lakshmi Mohan, please sit the go there. Where Dina Dayal is. Reveal himself only if I serve him, and I can serve him in two ways. One is in my own japa to make sure that it is what I can do at this moment.
And the other way to serve the holy name is just to help devotees who are already chanting to establish a more vibrant relationship to the holy name. So the one who benefits the most from this is definitely, I mean, you are giving me a present that I can serve the holy name by giving such retreats. I'm really very grateful. It's a great gift. I don't know if I can express it properly. To go deeper into the holy name is only possible by service, and serving Vaishnavas is the greatest service to Krishna. It's a Vaishnav Seva, it's so great. And I want to sincerely apologize. I know that sometimes I say things which are just impossible, and I express things which are just almost sound aggressively, and so on. I know I have taken an unfortunate birth, and there are these things. I don't even want to defend myself. I will say just one sentence. I'm dedicated to shake you out of your comfort zone. This is what I'm trying to do in as humble as possible ways. But I know Prabhupada always shook me and his disciples out of his comfort zone. He was a teacher, a real teacher who wanted us to go from A to B. But I make many mistakes in this attempt, and I'm very sorry if I have stepped with too much weight on your toes at times. I'm very sorry for this, but yes. So thank you very much. I don't know what's in there. I tried to find out. I figured dates maybe. Well, I will open it in private. I'm a little shy, you know. Let me open it in private. I'm so curious, you know. What could it be? So we will now come to the closure of the retreat. One more time, I have to be the retreat facilitator. For the Matajis, they are for wonderful, exalted Vaishnavi pujaris. Are there four or are there three? Lakshmi Moni is in... Then Sadanandi, huh? Yes. So, what? And here are four. I will come in a moment there. What I request every one of you is to do the following. Please go forward, and then the best situation is to either sit or kneel and look at the deities. There will be someone amongst the men, I think it's Bolko. Can I request you to just purify the hands of the devotees who come? One drop on each hand and one drop of the head. Maybe Preeti, you can do this for the Matajis. Just purify them. And then the pujaris, please listen, pujaris. You have to tie a sankalpa thread around the devotees who sit before you, facing the deities, and just praying to the deities about my dear Lord, please let me take home this and this. For instance, I will give you something which I once did on one japa sankalpa ceremony. I prayed to the deity that please let me take this practice with me, that whenever I chant in relationship to you. That was something. Or another devotee told me, he prayed, let me chant with concentration whenever I when I chant. So something you please let me do this and this. This is sankalpa. Let me do this and this. It should be positive. Don't say let me not eat too much the day before so that I'm awake next morning, because when you do these sankalpas, there are no no's. You will focus on eating too much, and that will stay with you. So don't go into, no, I don't want this, I don't want that. This is a negative orientation, and this will stay with you. You must find something positive. Let me chant with love. Let me do, you know, if you don't want to eat too much, let me be more content in my spiritual practice, you know, whatever. Yes, is that clear? Please do something positive, nothing, you know, let me not do, because that will not work. You might get what you resist, that persists, isn't it? When you think, no, I don't want to think of this Mataji, or I don't want to think of this muscular Prabhu, you know, you will think all day about these things, you know. No knows when you plan your life. Plan positive. Or if you say, let me not be sick, you should say, let me be healthy and enthusiastic and so on. No? Positive. So we have four devotees. Please don't all go to Jai Bhatra, although she's maybe the oldest and a Prabhupada disciple. We want to be over with this quickly, because then I want to give you your books, which are your real fruit of the retreat. These are powerful tools which you get in this box. Good. So let us start. There will be a soft kirtan. Soft, not like soft. Go ahead, put the mic up there.
Hare Krishna.